This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. I is for ice cream. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. Today, we'll learn about a favorite summertime dessert, ice cream. The origins of ice cream lie as far back as the 2nd century BCE. Records show that various rulers, from Alexander the Great to King Solomon to Emperor Nero, yes, the one that allegedly fiddled as Rome burned, enjoyed shaved ice drinks flavored with honey, nectars, and fruit juices. Nero isn't the only famous historical name to be mixed up in the history of ice cream. One story has it that Marco Polo brought ice cream back with him to Venice after his travels in Central Asia and China. Another tells that Catherine de' Medici brought the recipe for ice cream with her from Italy to France when she married King Henry II in the 16th century. It is likely that the first creamed ice was made in China during the Tang Dynasty, which lasted from 618 to 907 CE. This ice cream was made with milk, from either a cow, goat, or buffalo, as well as flour and camphor, which is harvested from evergreen trees. By the 16th century, ice cream seems to have made its way to Europe, appearing on royal tables and in aristocratic homes. However, it wasn't widely available until the 17th century, when gelato appeared in the first Parisian café. The Italian Antonio Latini is credited with being the first to write down the recipe for sorbetto and created a milk-based sorbet, which some historians consider to be the first official ice cream. Rumor has it that both George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were fans of the frozen treat, and the first ice cream parlor opened in New York in 1790. Insulated ice houses were invented in the early 19th century, making ice cream easier to produce and distribute. The rise in ice cream's popularity led to new and creative uses for the dairy dessert, from ice cream sodas to sundaes, and it wasn't long before soda fountains were found in towns and cities across the country. The rise of home refrigeration meant more people were eating ice cream at home, and during World War I, the ice cream industry convinced the U.S. government that ice cream was an essential food. They were even given sugar rations to continue production. During World War II, the U.S. Navy thought it was important for servicemen to enjoy the treat. In 1945, the Navy's ice cream barge set sail, pumping out 1,500 gallons of ice cream every hour to serve sailors in the Pacific. With origins as far back as biblical times, ice cream certainly has a long, rich history. From humble shaved ice, flavored with juices and nectars, now hundreds of varieties of frozen dessert fill grocery store freezer aisles. For more, follow us on Twitter at @EdibleABCs. And join us next time when we learn about another American favorite with J is for Jell-O. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.